from Television City in Hollywood.
Good time.
Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Anytime you need a friend.
Good time.
Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good time.
And where's that big string bean brother of yours? He was supposed to help me set the table, make the beds, and clean up. There you are.
Something's burning. Ah. It's only the breakfast to get.
Don't try shining me on with that smile, James Jr. You look like an eel with the teeth of a shark.
Cool it, Thelma. I just been down 17 floors for the mail. I got some dispensing here to do. Here's something for Michael. Bulletins from the NAACP, CORE, SNCC.
And the Pan-African Council. Thank you kindly.
And here's a free sample for little sister. Afro Glow Face Cream for the look of beauty. I didn't know they could bottle miracles.
Look who's talking. If you were born in Detroit, you'd have been recalled for being dangerously ugly.
Now, you just talk to JJ like that, and JJ, you give her the face cream.
Not till she shuts her mouth, because if her BB brain falls out, we ain't never gonna be able to find it.
You hear what he talks to me, Michael?
Well, she called me the ugliest thing in the
world.
Well, it's comforting to know there's still some respect for black power around here.
Sorry,
Mama, you should be resting. You're supposed to be weak.
They only took out my appendix, not my mouth nor my fist. Now, what's going on?
She called me ugly. That could reduce a less beautiful person to tears.
I think they're both beautiful, don't you, Mama? I mean, they're different. Thelma, she's got that real beautiful beauty. And JJ, well, he's got... Mama, was they both begat the same way?
Michael, why you come off asking me a question like that? This is a Christian house.
I put it as biblical as I could.
Michael may have a point there, Mama. Maybe he and Thumb look the way they do. You know, all that nice, quiet beauty, because they was born out of an act of love. And maybe I got all this wild, restless kind of beauty, because I was born out of an act of passion.
Settle down, James Jr., or you gonna have me believing you was born out of an act of madness. Now, let me see the rest of the mail you got there.
Oh, ain't nothing, Mama. Just bills, bills, and... Uh-oh. I guess you want to see the bills, huh, Mama?
That's right. And I want a little peek at that uh-oh. This is an eviction notice.
Ain't nothing to worry about, Mama.
What are you talking about? They say they're gonna throw us out today. Didn't we get any warnings?
We got a couple of notices when you were in the hospital, but Daddy didn't want to worry you. He said it'd be okay anyway.
See, Mom, he's got this friend named Monty who works in the projects, and he told Daddy everything was gonna be okay.
That's the same Monty that said Nixon was gonna be poor folks' best friend.
Come on, Mom, let's have breakfast.
I can't eat on no evicted stomach. How much money we got in that shoebox?
About $32.
It's about some $72 short.
I got 100 ways I can get $70.
And I got 100 ways to warm your butt if you do. I don't want you stealing, James Jr.
I wouldn't do that, Mama. I may just find $70.
Yeah. But I don't want you finding it before it gets lost. I hope I'm coming through to you, boy.
Mama, boy is a white racist word.
Michael, this ain't no time to be black.
Mama, racial freedom demands vigilance and...
And your mama demands silence. JJ, say grace.
Oh, Lord, just help us through all this oatmeal. And we promise we'll never ask for anything else again. Amen.
James Jr., that is blasphemous.
He's no good, Mama. I'm going to keep going.
All right, Mama. I don't care. All right,
will you open the door, please?
I'm coming.
Will you open the door, please? It's cold out here.
I'm coming. Quiet, kids.
Ooh-wee. Is that the fastest you can open the door, woman? I'm frozen up.
If you wanted somebody fast, you should have married O.J. Simpson.
Good morning, kids.
Good morning, Dad.
Okay. Sit down, James, and get some hot oatmeal into your stomach. And in between, you could tell me what we're going to do about this little piece of mail that James Jr. got from the mailbox this morning.
What is it, another eviction notice?
Well, it ain't no Valentine card.
Oh, baby, we got two of those while you was in the hospital. But my friend Monty, who works down at the projects, he said, don't worry about it. Because they know I'm a hard-working man. They'll extend me.
Yeah, they'll extend you right out into the street. Your friend Monty don't know shellac from Shinola.
Now, Florida, you want to worry your head about nothing, go on and do it. But we got $32 in the shoebox, and I got another $6 right here in my pocket.
You worked all night, and all they paid you was $6?
Mm-mm. They paid me a lot more. But after they got finished taking out the federal withholding, the state withholding, the unemployment compensation, the state disability insurance, and then this extra goodie they slipped on me at the last minute, a $2 charge for getting my dishwashing uniform clean. You know something, baby, if I'd worked for them a few more hours, I'd end up owing them $10. Well, anyhow, all we need now is $70.
Which we had before I went to the hospital. Oh, James, I'm so sorry.
For what, baby? For needing your appendix out?
But it took every cent we had. Now you work all day and then you take an extra job working all night. Oh, James, I'm sorry.
Now, baby, you say you're sorry one more time, I'm gonna give you something to be sorry about here. Now, I'm telling you, we're gonna be just fine.
But we still have this piece of paper here.
And Monty told me don't worry about it. Now, he said everything's gonna be all right.
Ooh-wee, the hawk is really biting out there this morning. It's so cold in that hallway, I rub my face and cut my finger on my eyelashes. I can get a warmer welcome at a Klan meeting. Florida, what's the problem today?
An eviction notice that says final.
Oh, Lord, an eviction.
Which don't mean a thing. And let's talk about something else. Okay. How was that date you had last night, Willona?
Nah, that's what I want to tell you. 6'2". Shoulders out to here. And a smile that lit up the night. And he mugged me. I tell you, the way my luck is running, I'm thinking of joining a monastery.
A convent, Willona. Only men go to monasteries.
Oh. Quiet, Thelma. Willona know what she's saying.
Okay, Eddie, you clear off that desk already.
All right. Oh, hi, folks. We thought you might have been gone already.
Gone? What the hell you think you're doing here? And take your hats off in my house.
We're here to remove the contents of this apartment. Due to non-payment of rent and pursuant to Article 5 of the lease agreement between the family name Evans and the projects.
Yeah, well, unless both of y'all out of here in 6 seconds, the only thing you're gonna be removing is some knuckles from your face, which is pursuant to the end of my fist.
Well, why don't you call your friend Monty? He said he'll take care of it, didn't he?
Oh, Florida?
Monty is a wino, James, and nobody knows that better than you.
Well, what was I gonna do, baby? I took two jobs to try and pull the money together. That didn't work out. I had to have something to hang my hopes on. Damn.
You jive, dude. You got some job for a brother, putting other brothers out on the street.
Well, I know it ain't as classy as Secretary of State, but that job was already took.
Hey, I'll bet folks are always telling you how much you look like that fine Billy D. Williams.
Oh, yeah, that happens. But usually only at eviction time.
Do they also tell you you look like Sidney Poitier?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
Folks lie to you a lot, don't they? Look, folks, I got 16 bucks I've been saving for a rainy day. It's yours.
Well, thanks, Willona, but I ain't taking no money from friends.
Then make an enemy, then. A buck's a buck.
I was saving to get my fro together, but you can have it.
And old man Sweeney says he'll give me $10 for his pain. You can have this.
And I'll give the $2 I've been saving for law school. But you can't let JJ give away the first painting he ever painted.
It's okay, Michael. I'll paint another one.
Michael, you give that back.
No. The only way anybody gets this painting is over my dead body.
I appreciate y'all offering to help like that, but Thelma, you keep saving for the fro, here? And JJ, you put the painting back, son. And boy, I believe you can skip lawyer and go right on to president.
Thank you, Daddy. But boy is a white racist word.
Michael.
Well, I'm sorry, folks, but we're gonna have to move your stuff on out of here.
Oh, now, come on, man. Give me a little play. All I need is some time.
Well, what if we was to juggle and move 2 hour afternoon evictions up to the morning? Now, that way you'd have until 5 o'clock.
Thanks. That's all the time I need, man. Thank you.
5 o'clock.
Well, thanks, brother. Thank you. Well, baby, I got till 5 o'clock to get us $72. I don't know but one way to get it.
James, don't you dare go into that closet.
What's he gonna do, Mama?
He's getting his pool cue.
Dynamite!
Yeah, it's been years since I used this thing, but I still shoot a pretty good stick.
James, I don't want you hustling no pool. You promise.
And I also promise to take care of my family. Now, if anybody here knows another way I can raise the rent by 5 o'clock, I'll lay this up.
If Thelma can follow a couple of simple moves, I got this department store hustle we can run. We can have the money like that.
Talk about pulling a hustle one more time, James Jr., and I'm gonna tie a knot in your tongue.
I know they got emergency funds down at the welfare, Florida.
No good, Willona. I ain't taking no handouts.
James, the Lord don't want you hustling no pool.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to work out an understanding with the Lord some other time, Florida. Now move on.
And man always could move me. Willona, don't all the magazines say that our women are supposed to be heads of the house?
They sure do.
Well, somebody ought to tell James.
I tell you, Mama, give me and Thelma 3 hours. One stop down at Marshall Fields and one stop down
at... Tie a knot in that child's tongue and he's still got 2 yards left over for flapping. Now, you're not to leave the apartment and that's that.
Well, you come on. I'm gonna take you down to the welfare. Come on.
What a day. James Jr. hassling me to go out and do something illegal. James Sr. out hustling pool, which is immoral. You trying to drag me off to the welfare office, which is embarrassing. You know what my horoscope said this morning?
What?
Let a smile be your umbrella.
Suppose Daddy don't get the money at the pool hall, and Mama don't get the money at welfare. I tell you, we gotta do something.
I don't want to have nothing to do with none of your lame hustles. I'm too fine for that.
Look, stupid,
We got to do something before they throw you out on the sidewalk. We gonna freeze your fine right off. Now, I done told y'all the plan. All we got to do is eke out a little sympathy from some strangers. And while we eking out the sympathy will be eking out the money.
You see, Thelma, it's not stealing, it's eking.
Come on, Thelma, let's try it.
Yeah, try it, Thelma.
I'll show y'all how easy the hustle is. Here we are at Marshall Field's department store, going through revolving doors. Michael, you go over there, you play the floor manager. I'll pretend like I'm a shopper. Thelma, do your thing.
Do it to it, Thelma. Oh, my. I think I'm going to faint. Oh!
Holy cow. Poor little girl has fainted here in Marshall Field's department store.
Come on, folks. Let me through here. I'm Michael, the floor manager of Marshall Field department store, so step aside.
Poor little girl has fainted. Looks like she hasn't had a meal in weeks.
Look, floor manager, this is the first time you ever seen her. So you don't know she ain't had a meal. Stop padding your paw.
Okay. All right, folks, step back. Give the little lady some air.
Sock it to him, Thelma.
I have fainted.
We know that.
I have not had a thing to eat in 3 weeks. My younger brother is in the hospital.
Cool it, Cicely Tyson. Just tell him you're starving. I'll handle the rest.
We have to do something about this poor child. I'll start the ball rolling. Here, young woman, take this dollar.
Where'd you get a real dollar, Michael?
I'm the floor manager. I'm white. I always got a dollar.
I'm sorry, Florida.
Don't be. You tried. Imagine being turned down because James made $100 too much last year. I didn't know $4,200 was the limit for a family with 3 kids.
Now, I got a great idea. If you just had one more kid.
Thanks a lot, Willona. But I'll need at least 9 months' notice.
You know, if we were rich and needed some emergency funds, we'd get it just like that.
But rich folks don't take welfare, do they?
No, they call it subsidy. We wrote that.
Hey there, Foxy Mama.
Come to pick up some of that long green, huh?
Yeah, but they didn't give me none of that long green. So maybe you better get lost, long black.
That's cold, Mama. That's cold.
You might as well stop wasting your breath, which from the size of your chest looked like it's in short supply anyway. I'm a married woman.
That don't change nothing.
But your name.
Ain't you got nothing better to do than hang around bothering poor, innocent women?
Nope.
Hey there, Foxy Mama.
My name is Wes. You messing with Wes, you mess with the best.
Yeah? Well, if you're the best, I'll pity the rest. Jive ain't got a pot or a window.
JJ, I'm just not interested in any of your schemes.
If you ain't the most hard-headed woman I'd ever seen. Whoever marries you going to forget about the better and settle for the worse.
Why don't you two stop fussing? Can't we have a little unity around here?
Hey, man, you guys said 5 o'clock. It ain't but a little bit after 4.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but two families came up with the rent and messed up our whole day. Come on, Eddie.
Hey, hold it, man. Give my father a chance to get here.
Come on, you guys. Don't do that. You're upsetting my sister. Thelma, please don't faint.
Thelma gonna faint?
About PB brains. Thelma, don't faint.
Oh, my. I do feel weak. The blood is rushing from my head. Oh!
Step back. Give him some air.
Poor child ain't had nothing to eat in 2 weeks. But some bad oatmeal.
Thelma, Michael, I think she's going fast.
Where am I?
Marshall Fields. Yeah, Marshall Fields. You hear that? Poor child's delirious. I think she's in Marshall Fields.
Hey, kids, look. If your daddy don't come home with all the money, I got $8 here I was saving for a new watch.
And I got $4.60 I was just holding on to for my retirement.
Thank you, brothers. On behalf of my sick sister and us, we'd like to say thank you for your kindness and generosity.
What's going on here? What you two got Thelma laid out like that for?
She fainted from lack of food.
The hell you say? If that girl weigh like she eat, it'll take 6 of you to lift her.
JJ, what kind of hustle you got going on here?
Ain't no hustle, Mama. Thelma says so herself. All the blood rushed right out of our head.
Yeah, and all the sense is rushing right out of yours.
From there. Did you get that money from them?
He sure did. I never seen 3 more jive kids in my life. Dishonorable, disrespectful, unlawful.
Hold on there, Buster. Nobody puts my kids down around here but me.
Tell the Lord you're sorry, kids.
Sorry, Lord!
Now, if that's good enough for him, it better be good enough for you.
Come on, Eddie.
Don't you touch a thing! You waited this long, you can wait a minute longer.
You gonna make him wait for Daddy, Mama?
Not the father you're thinking about. Lord, I know it ain't right to ask for selfish things, but we need help bad, and we need it fast. I know you don't want to see this family out in the street. Lord, you gotta help us. I'm asking for my children.
Dad, I knew you'd do it. You got the money.
You better believe I got the money.
That's so much money that we don't need the shoebox.
How'd you do it, Daddy?
How did I do it? Son, I just made the greatest 3-cushion shot in the history of Elmo's Pool Emporium.
But Mama ain't gonna like the rent money coming from the pool room, Daddy.
Yeah, and I got that all figured out. Now, what your mama don't know won't hurt her, huh? Well, go on back over there.
Monty, you ready?
All right,
here you go.
Well, kids, I'm home.
Hey,
Mom, he's home. Yeah, out of sight.
Hello, James. How did it go?
Not so good, baby. I guess the Lord didn't intend for me to come by the money that way.
Well, I guess we better get on with what we're here for.
Wait a minute, man. Do I hear a knock at the door? I said, do I hear a knock at the door? Yeah, I thought so. Hey, Monty, come on in, man. What you doing here?
I failed you once, James, when I told you I could stop the eviction. But couldn't fail you twice, so I come with the full amount of your rent money.
All right.
$104.50.
Well, Monty, that's wonderful. Did you hear that, Florida? My friend Monty has saved the day.
Yeah, Monty.
Ain't gonna be no fixing here today. Take it easy, man. Monty, you all right, man?
Yeah.
See, Florida? I told you it was gonna be all right.
It's like a miracle, James.
Well, baby, you always did say the Lord moves in mysterious ways. Well, gang, what a day. You all should have been there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we still got a roof over our heads. Thank you that the children didn't have to do nothing illegal. And thank you that we didn't have to go on welfare. And, Lord, I thank you, too, for that great three-cushion shot. It sure is nice having all the family together like this.
Yeah, it's even nicer that we're indoors instead of out in the street.
And I want to watch a real good flick tonight. And I want to watch an all-black show for a change.
Oh, where are you going to find one?
Here's one. The Los Angeles Lakers against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Out of the window, watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times,
oh, yeah.
Good times, keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Good times is recorded on tape before a live audience.